aliens. Who are they really? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
I'm Dr. Fred. Thanks for joining me. We have been talking about aliens, and the study of aliens is called alienology. I wrote a book about it, which you can download for free. And if you go to www.studygrownow.com and then click on books, find the cover for alienology, click on it, and then look in the lower left-hand portion to download your free copy in PDF form. If you want to purchase the book as a soft cover, you have to do that separately. I can't give those away, unfortunately, but the contents minus the cover is essentially the same. So we were talking last time about alien abductions. We also mentioned the movie Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage, and how Hollywood over time has been portraying aliens not so much as malevolent, although that's the way they were first portrayed, but they have a seeming malevolent exterior, but they are underneath really desirous of helping us. And so that malevolence is seen more today as a defense mechanism to keep people at bay unless the aliens want them to approach. You know, the interesting thing here is that with everything that's being written about aliens, with the way they're being portrayed in Hollywood now, the question we've got to ask is this: what is the truth? And is there any way to determine what that truth is in the end? Well, there's only a couple of sources: the Bible or the aliens themselves. We've got to remember to include beings that are commonly referred to as ascended masters or spirit guides. I mean, though these are often unseen, even to the person who is said to channel them or channel their messages and ideas to the rest of humanity, they're still in some form alien life to humans on this planet. They're not human. So we have to figure out, what are they? Now, we normally think of aliens in terms of space beings piloting spacecraft or possessing some way to transverse space and possibly even time without a craft. One of the things that many aliens allegedly do is use telepathy to engage their subject's mind. It's through this ability that many books have been written by those who claim to have friends or masters in the alien world or in other dimensions. Now, I've been contacted by several individuals, humans, who have claimed to be channelers for beings from other dimensions. It normally follows that they insist what they're doing is biblical, and the beings they deal with only have good intentions for the world. They point out that statements made in my books, the books I've written, or on my blog are very narrow-minded and judgmental. Now, I've talked with these people, and when I've asked them to provide proof of their claims, or proof of the identity of the beings who channel messages to them, they're unable to do so, and they say as much. They indicate that it's impossible to know who the beings truly are, but since their message is one of comfort and love, then to question their motives is unnecessary, as the message speaks for itself, they insist, regardless of the source of that message. Well, okay, I compare that to the Bible, and I see that that's not true. But is it true? Are we to simply take as truth any thought, word, book, or movie that comes to us if it appears to have been wrapped in some semblance of truth? And if it's delivered with an attitude of compassion and peace, it would seem that we do not do this with other human beings, or we shouldn't. Yet we're being told that we shouldn't hesitate to do this with these aliens, these beings from other dimensions, individuals that we cannot even see. Now, in my mind, there is virtually no difference between an alien who abducts someone and plants ideas or concepts in their mind, and an ascended master who does the same thing using some type of telepathy. How can there be any difference if the messages are fundamentally the same? Only the source and the circumstances appear to be different. But how are we to know that aliens cannot create images that appear extremely realistic? We don't know that. We just don't know that, do we? Whether they're ascended masters, aliens, higher beings, spirit guides, or whatever else they're called, the message from one to the next is essentially the same. Only the delivery of that message, the way it's delivered to a person or the world, and the circumstances surrounding that delivery are different from one person to the next. In the end, are we really dealing with aliens, ascended masters, higher beings, or something else entirely? Is that simply how they refer to themselves or what they encourage us to believe? Could be the biggest con in the universe. It seems that all too often, what we call them doesn't even matter. And they tell us that. They say as much. It's the message that we need to grasp, live by, and share with others to transform the world. The message they present will open doors that our subconscious will create. That's what they tell us. I find that fascinating. That's a big clue. All that's needed is to walk through those doors they unlock into that reality they describe. We're told that people are too often imprisoned by their own lack of creativity. That we have long given up the idea that gods can create, small g. Well, it's the alien's job, it seems, to reunite us with this gift of creation, to help us unlock our God potential in order to make this world a better place to live. Now, ultimately, the world becomes better and evolves to its next spiritual level when all human beings grasp the same goal. Those who won't or are unable to do so will find themselves moved out of the way so that this planet can survive and master itself. You ever heard of the Great Evacuation? I've covered it previously. Look for it in one of my audio messages, The Great Evacuation. It's the New Age version of the rapture. Now, maybe it's just me, but it appears as though there is essentially one overriding message that emanates from the alien world, but it's transmitted in numerous ways to different human beings. And while there seems at times to be many messages that are routinely bandied about from the alien world to this one, and some of them are even contradictory, few seem to realize that some messages within the overall message are contradictive or contradictory in nature. You know, it's as if people hear what they want to hear, and they toss out anything that does not agree with their preconceived notion of what aliens are like and what they want us to know. It all boils down to making decisions based on emotional virtue, which, by the way, is the cornerstone of the political correct movement that ushers in cultural Marxism. The point is this: any number of messages that emanate from the alien world, however, all of them are under one main heading. It all depends upon what alien is making the statement and from what branch of alien or culture he allegedly hails. The generalized message from the alien world is essentially the same. And it boils down to this: it is their hope and desire to bring humanity to a higher level of consciousness or existence. And this is accomplished, they say, by helping human beings unlock their true potential. And inwardly, we're told, human beings are already gods. We possess everything that is needed to achieve whatever our minds can conceive. This one main message is fine-tuned by various otherworldly entities, depending on the specific humans or groups of humans to which they are relating their ideas. Now, throughout this series, Alienology, you've got to realize that Many movies and books have been produced and published that do not speak of or refer to aliens specifically. However, they do refer to and illuminate other dimensions. And the message that we are gods and we shape our own future is built in throughout. It is woven throughout. For instance, the Matrix trilogy is one such vehicle that introduced people to an awake world and a dream world. In that scenario, people actually existed in huge vats of chemicals that allowed the electricity from their brains to be harvested and used by aliens for their source of energy. They were actually machines that had outgrown the need for human beings except to use us as an energy source. Human beings, while asleep in their own little chemical vat, lived a life that seemed in all respects to be fully real to them. They were only dreaming vividly, and those dreams rivaled anything in reality. It was when they began to reject their dream world, while fully involved in their dream reality, that they learned of the ability to move out from their dream world by waking up to their actual reality. And together with other humans who woke up from their dream state, they became one in thought and goal. The goal was to overcome the machines that were simply using all those millions of human beings for their own purposes. Now, at the end of the first Matrix movie, Neo, the main character, you know, he woke up to the reality that he'd been asleep and dreaming his entire life, looked at the viewer, and essentially said that the future was wide open. Each person has the ability to create for themselves what they wish to create. They didn't have to go along with their given existence. So while the Matrix series didn't deal specifically with aliens, it dealt with one of the main messages that aliens subscribe to, that all human beings are inherently gods and we create our own circumstances and future. We were born or created that way and merely need to wake ourselves up to that reality. Others will tell you that that's exactly what Jesus did. He woke up to his own inner deity. Now, if these aliens can be of service to us in that regard, they will certainly do what they can to help. This is why they are waiting in the wings and over time have been slowly impacting society by making their presence known. It's important to understand that regardless of whether or not people believe in aliens, gods, or simply the idea that humanity has the power to create reality, the truth of the matter is that the message is the same. The only thing that changes from one person to the next may be in how the message is delivered and who it is that delivers it. It all depends upon the individual circumstances. Those deep within the area of alienology tell us that these aliens do not wish to impose themselves on humanity. There's a million books out there on the subject. It's amazing. The aliens realize, of course, that some people have a very difficult time believing in them, while others would be seriously afraid of their presence because of bad press that they've received for decades. Now, in those cases, then, they choose to present their message in a far less intrusive and shocking way. But what is less shocking? Really, think about it. What is less shocking, seeing an alien face to face and being taught that you are a god, or merely coming to the conclusion through what appears to be a fairly innocuous form of New Age thought? True, there are many human beings who welcome the idea of friendly and benevolent aliens. They look forward to such events. Remember the Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Others can't handle that idea. Cast it off as nonsense. Being sensitive to the various ways of interaction with human beings, aliens, it said, want only what's best for humanity. Because of this, they're content to remain in the shadows until such a time when they can come out in the open without shocking the multitudes of human beings on this planet. Wow. Amazing. They've got it all figured out. Well, that is our show for today. I thank you so much for joining me. And I pray that until we meet again, God would open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.